Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how-to, because step-by-step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to episode 6 of She Coaches Coaches. Today, we're going to talk some more about the 5-part framework that I use with my clients. I help them work with their mindsets so they can feel better and get the results they want. In the last episode, we talk about acceptance, accepting what is, accepting yourself, and accepting who you are. Today, we're going to move on to the next pillar, your thoughts. Now, before we dive in, I want to share this note with you. This one is from Coach Elizabeth. She was a ton of fun to work with, and I feel so grateful that she was one of the amazing people that I get to coach. Here's what she had to say. Coaching with Candy has been invaluable. Working with her has helped me replace those conversations in my head that were holding me back with clarity and more self-awareness than I could have imagined. She has an amazing ability to ask just the right question, and then she gives me the space that I need to find my own direction. And if that weren't enough, she's just plain fun. I can't recommend her highly enough. So thank you again, Elizabeth, for that testimonial. Really appreciate it. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. The framework that I use has 5 components. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. The framework that I use has 5 components. Let me remind you quickly about what the 5 are, if you want a quick refresher. And if you want to remember more about that first pillar, check out the previous episode, episode number 5. I'll put the link in the show notes so you can find it easily. This framework is universal. So the good thing is, you can learn it here for your coaching business, and you can also apply it to other areas of your life. Really learning how you create your results, how you create your life, and how you can change those results by managing your thoughts is kind of like getting the keys to the treasure chest. So here they are, the 5 components of my Confident Coach's Success Framework. Number 1, accept what is. Number 2, it's always your thoughts. Number 3, your feelings are your GPS. Number 4, take intentional and inspired action. And number 5, what you see is what you've got. Or put it another way, be, do, have. We're taking this a step at a time. So now we're ready for the next step, the second pillar. It's always your thoughts. Your thoughts create your results. So when you think better, you live better. I don't remember the first time I heard this, that my thoughts create my results and my reality. But I do know that I struggled and resisted this concept for a long time. I kept thinking that if I just worked harder, or if I got a lucky break, then I would finally reach my goals. I'm learning about this more every day, and I'm learning how to integrate this more into my life too. And I'm really starting to enjoy seeing the results that I get now that I've got this and I apply it. I don't know at what point you're at, but I'm going to be here with you as you learn and accept and embrace this fact. Your thoughts create your results, and even more importantly, you can change your thoughts. In episode 2, I gave you a little exercise to help calm yourself down and untangle self-doubt. It's called a thought download, and you can listen to that episode next. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes so you can tune in right away. I want to talk a little bit more about your thoughts and how you can shift them. So doing a thought download is going to let you know what thoughts you're actually thinking. This is a great first step. You've got to be aware of what's going on. And it's also going to show you what habit thought patterns you have. Now, here's the other part. The thoughts you have about something are your opinion. other people may have exactly the same opinion or thoughts, and they might not. And their experience is going to be different too because of that different opinion. If their thoughts are different, their experience can't help but be different, right? Here's what I mean. Here's an example that's happening right now for me. We have got a rescue dog. Her name is Tofino. She's cute as a button, and she is reactive. She easily gets riled up when the next door neighbor's German Shepherd runs at the fence between our yards and jumps up and barks over the top at her. The neighbor added an extension to the top of the fence. And guess what? Their dog no longer jumps up and sticks his head over the top and barks. So Tofino hangs out in the backyard all day, relaxing. And because it's summertime as I'm recording this, she's suntanning in the grass. This is a neutral scenario. Our next door neighbor has put an extension on the top of the fence. My thoughts about this is great. I get to relax. I don't have to listen to barking. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about the dog jumping at the fence. And Tofino can take it easy and enjoy her yard. My husband's thoughts, because he's told me, this is terrible. I hate that they've done that. Why don't they just train their dog? Exact same circumstance, the fence. And two people, my husband and I, holding completely different thoughts. Now, every thought that you have creates a feeling. In this scenario, I feel relaxed and content. My husband feels irritated. This episode is entitled, Your Thoughts Are Powerful. Now, do you see why? I could choose to be irritated and think similar thoughts that my husband does. Or I can choose to stay with my current thought, the this is great thought, and feel good. And because of this thought, I've chosen a way more enjoyable experience. I feel better, and my life feels better too. I've become the observer of my thoughts, and you can too. So why does this matter for you in your coaching business? It's because this is universally applicable. It's the way the world works. Your thoughts create your results. Well, a common scenario for a coach. Maybe you want to start finding clients. Well, how do you think about finding clients? How you think about it is going to completely affect the success of your coaching business. Is it doable or is it hard? Do you think you're going to succeed or do you think that this is going to be a forever slog? Can you learn how to do it? Or will this always be a mountain of a challenge that you're never going to overcome? Whichever of these kinds of thoughts you have, you can choose to lean towards the thoughts that make you feel better. For example, you might prefer to feel empowered and capable and inspired. Maybe you think, I can learn how to do this. I'm going to be able to succeed at this. The thoughts that you choose are going to help you feel the way you want to feel. Because when you feel empowered, you're more likely to do something in an empowered way. When you feel capable, you're going to feel more resourceful. When you feel inspired, you're going to come up with way better ideas about how to attract your best clients. So to wrap this up, how you think affects your results. The first step is awareness. Learn what you're thinking. Then you can begin to make small shifts. Start by asking yourself questions from a curious place. For example, is that really true? Or is there another way that I could be looking at this? In the example of finding clients, do you think you're capable? Or do you think it's going to be an insurmountable challenge before you even start? Do you think you can learn to be capable? Notice how you feel when you think, I bet I could learn to be capable. I bet when you think that, you start to feel like this is a puzzle and I can find a solution to it. Do you think you can learn to be capable? Notice how you feel when you think this. I bet I could learn to do this. I bet I could learn to be capable. When you have those thoughts, I bet you start to feel like This is a puzzle, and I can find a solution to the puzzle. Finally, I want to leave you with the Henry Ford quote, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're absolutely right." Even Henry Ford told us that thoughts are powerful and how we think affects our results. So next week, it's going to be super interesting. We're going to talk about the third pillar in my Confident Coach's Success Framework, all about feelings and how they are the GPS. Looking forward to this episode. It's going to be great. So guys, I so appreciate that you're here with me, following along and listening and learning. And I hope you're applying this stuff too. I'm super excited to hear how it goes for you. Of course, you can do all of this on your own. You just use that information that I'm giving you in these episodes and you go to work. But if you want some more help, if you want to make progress faster, I'd be honored to be that coach who helps walk you through step by step. We'll do it together. Click on the link in this episode to find out more about how we could work together. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Now, just a second before we go, I want to remind you that I want to celebrate the launch of this podcast and to thank my early listeners. I'm going to be giving away two $50 Amazon.com gift cards to some of my lucky listeners. And if you're listening to this episode in real time, this is your last week to enter. All you have to do to enter is leave a review on Apple Podcasts and then email me a screenshot of your entry to info@candymotzek.com. The link is in the show notes, so you can just grab it there and send me that email with your screenshot. I'll be doing the draw on Wednesday, September 16th. I'm going to do it live on Facebook. So go ahead and click on the show notes to find out more about how you can enter. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.